This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Now, in the next hour, at the 8 o'clock hour, I look forward to talking with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. They got a product release that they're really excited about. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to go to some phone lines, answer some questions for you guys. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was talking to a friend about his bean plants. The leaves are all curling up on it. I said, are you watering it enough? He says, well, I haven't got much time. I said, well, that's not quite the answer I'm looking for. But he was watering at night and getting in there and getting some water down. And I said, well, they're dry. They want more water. But it's been raining crazy. Yeah, it has. So that lends one to think about, did you do a soil test? There's a segue for you, huh?
Yeah.
And what you're looking for, if you didn't do one, find out about yourself. But what you're checking for is a higher amount of magnesium in the soil than might be normal. Because magnesium has this bad habit of tightening the soil up, and that makes water kind of float away rather than soak down in deep. And if that's the case, you got to go through the pH. pH is near that magic 6.4. Well, you would want to use something like gypsum to give you some calcium without changing the soil too much. And if it's way down, kind of acidic, throw some lime on it. Not going to hurt it. But the idea I noticed is just, you got to get out there in the morning, and you got to let the hose, like you said, let it run. It's the whole point behind it. But my other trick today is, I won't say the name of the Vermont company because they don't advertise with you yet. but I have a hand pruners that are just barely fit in the palm of my hand. They're maybe 6 inches long. I always get the orange ones because I keep losing the green ones amongst the plants. And for tomatoes, when you got the hornworm running around, they love to hide in the leaves. And the truth is, you don't need anywhere near as many leaves on a tomato plant as you might think. So if you go in with your pruners and take out a few of the leaves, you'll have a little more light in there and you can chase down these nasty little critters. Because you can see them, which doesn't hurt you any. And then just don't leave them around on the ground. Get them away. Sometimes it's better just to burn them rather than compost them because they might, in fact, have the eggs underneath. You don't want them to come back. But it's, and if you're a big fan of rum and coke, spinosad was actually a gift from the rum industry. On the inside of their casks, they found a white powder. And saying, oh, yeah, well, what is this? Eventually became what is now sold as spinosad. And next time you're drinking a rum and coke, go easy on it. Goes all those bugs.
Definitely. That's there. Some real good points there. That's great to be thinking. Every time I think of the spinosad, I just think about when I learned of how it came about and why the Captain Jack's has the Hawaiian shirt on. He just reminds me of a guy at a tiki bar or something right along those lines. But you brought up a great point, Daryl, when it comes to tomatoes and getting rid of some of the leaves. Especially this time of year, it doesn't need as many on there. And cleaning them up that way to allow it so you can see a little bit more, perfect. That's a great thought. I like that for future thoughts, too, about the hornworm of, that's a very organic way to take care of it. And everybody's looking for that, a different way to be doing it. So that's a good way to think about it.
Well, have a nice day, and be sure to have a rum and coke tonight.
All right. Daryl, thanks for the call. Have a great one.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right next to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
We recently had a flood, and I live by a creek, and it really flooded this year. Anyway, it was all over my garden, and it ruined all my vegetables that I have in there. Now, I want to know, would I have to get a soil test on there? Because when it came down, the next town above me, about a mile, had oil in their tanks, and I don't know if the oil went out of the tank, and, I was wondering if I should get a soil test by next year, or...
So I'd definitely take a look at doing it, but so one of the things you need to do is a lot of the companies that do soil tests will just test for natural elements in the soil. Okay, so when you do it, you're going to need to request to be looking at, like, the heavy metals or other nutrients other than, your typical pH, your nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. A lot of companies will offer it. It's just one of those things that it's going to cost a little bit extra compared. But having a flood like that, having, different soils coming from a lot of different areas, because it's not just, that would be up the street or up the creek, if you will. It's going to be other areas because where did it come from before that, etc. So I definitely would recommend trying to get a soil test done just to see what else is going on there, because you never know what could have happened or what, was in the other.
Would you do that this year, or?
I'd do it now to get ready for next year, because what will happen is, so right now a lot of companies don't do a lot of soil tests. They'll do not as many as early spring because everybody's getting ready for the garden.
Right.
But it'll still take about 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah.
So that's putting us at the middle of August. At that point, you're going to look at what the results are going to say and see what you can do. It's going to take some time if there's some heavy metals in there of how to get them out of the system.
Yeah.
And it's not going to just be like one application. You're still going to have time to put two, maybe three applications of something down this season if you get it early enough. And say it's the middle of August, 4 to 6 week intervals. Depending upon the season, the past couple of years, it's been odd. We've had really rainy weather. We've had some snow early, different times of year, cold early, then cold late. So it's going to depend on the season, but you do have enough time where you could put two, maybe three. The third one might be pushing it a little bit, but two applications of something to help you know, release those metals from the soil? You know, is it a gypsum? Is it a fast-acting gypsum? What is it? Is there too much salt in there? Is it, you know, that type of thing? But it's going to give you some time.
Where would I go to get it tested? To the agriculture agent or where?
So in Pennsylvania, you could do like an extension there, maybe like the Penn State.
Oh,
Penn State. Is a good, I mean, it's one of the better horticultural institutes out there. You could try them. You could try UVM, University of Vermont. Daryl might even take a look at it. He's one of the longtime listeners here. But those would be a couple. You could even go to UMass Extension. But the thing is, like I said, just ask for a little bit more information. Explain the situation. A lot of these places you can call and say, this is what's going on. You know, if you stay local with Penn State, they know the situation that's been happening in the area with some of the floods, et cetera, so they might know a little bit more about your area, so maybe that's the best way to do it.
Well, how would I get in touch with them?
What I can do is I'll Google their extension services for you and see what we can find. We're going to go to a break. So what I'll do is if you listen on the other side of the break, I'll get you that information. I'll say it over the air, okay?
And I need one more question.
Oh, well, then hang tight, and during the break, I'll answer it right after.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mary. So hang tight. We're going to go to that break. For everybody else, if you want to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned. Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls online, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pam is in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Pam, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, actually, I was hoping to help some of your gardeners with their tomatoes.
Okay.
I have always had the best of luck with tomatoes by planting marigolds around them. That keeps the nematodes out of the root. And a lot of creatures, bugs and other small crawling creatures, have stayed away because they just don't like marigolds.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm probably one of the few creatures that like marigolds a lot. It seems quite a few others don't. And if you're having minor problems, they can keep most of that away.
Yeah, it's a great companion plant to join
right.
the vegetable garden. That way, it gives them something they don't like the smell of it. They don't like the taste of it. They don't just
right.
don't like anything about them. Right. So that's
and
definitely
yet,
a great
you,
point.
Right, and if you pick them for yourself. And not only the flowers smell nice, but the leaves smell equally as nice. So they're a very nice flower, but they certainly don't make the bugs and the nematodes happy. And I've had nothing but success with my tomatoes, even though I'm down here where it gets really hot. And I have to make sure that my tomatoes do not get a full day's sun or they'll get totally cooked on the vine. I have to make sure they only get a short amount of sun during the day, and while they get sun, I have to keep them cool. I put a soaker hose down to where it will spray a fine mist on them, and I keep that fine mist going during the time that they're in the sun. That keeps them cool enough that the sun doesn't blister them. I mean, we really get it bad down here this far south.
Yeah,
and
no,
so
I would.
If you can't plant them to where they're getting a lot of shade, if they get more sun, if the only, your only choice is they're getting more sun than they need down here in the Sun Belt, you might want to put a soaker hose, and while the sun is on them, turn that on and make sure it's only spraying a fine mist. If you get any little holes in there that's spraying too much water, you want to stick a toothpick in that hole and break it off to make sure it's nothing but a fine mist. Because I did have one that got a little too wet, and I had to help it out by getting it drained so it wouldn't drown.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
I had to grow them in pots that year, and that one pot got one of those holes that was a little too enthusiastic, and I went out, and it was sitting totally soaked in water. The pot was full, and the plant was looking pitiful, and I tipped it over, let it drain, and as warm as it is here, it didn't take it long for it to perk back up from getting too much water.
Definitely. Those are some really great tips, and one that we don't think of as much. We always go to, you know, you got to use this spray or use this, and, you know, marigold's definitely a great companion to be putting around there.
Right. I've also heard it's a good idea to grow your onions and your garlic near your tomatoes as well, and they tend to protect each other.
Yeah, it does have some of that spray, that smell to it as well.
Right.
So it's perfect. Those are some great ideas. And again, we kind of just instantly, all right, what can we do to fix this? What spray?
Right.
What can I use? Right. So those are some great alternatives. I really appreciate it, Pam.
Well, I grew up with a very cheap grandma.
I guess.
Frugality was her middle name, and so she went by the old-fashioned ideas before they even had a lot of these things to go buy and put on there. But one thing she did make sure and went to the garden store for was the stuff to spray on the blossoms. She would immediately spray her blossoms with spray to make sure that they did well. And
yeah,
so
they have
followed her lead.
Yeah, they've always had like a pollinator that they can really spray
right
on there to help it, and that just helps tremendously. So,
right, and so I just followed her lead, and just beautiful tomatoes.
Awesome, thank you so much, Pam. Thank you for that information,
sure.
And for all the listeners, we do appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day. We will be right back.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators continues to negotiate over a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill after a vote to advance debate on the framework of that bill failed earlier this week. Senator Bill Cassidy says the group has made progress towards a final bill, which they hope to bring to the Senate floor early next week. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that they've overcome some differences to make progress.
There's some thorny issues, but we can get it done. And the infrastructure bill, as your guy pointed out, is not the Bernie bill, not the kind of reckless spending and taxation that the Democrats want to do. This is about roads, bridges, and highways. I think it'll be good for our country. I think we can get it done.
And thousands took to the streets in France Saturday to protest a bill being considered by the country's Senate that would mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers and create a vaccine passport to enter restaurants. The French government says it's trying to speed up vaccinations as new cases spike in the country while trying to avoid lockdowns. This is USA Radio News. 97 victims have been confirmed in the collapse of a beachfront condo in Surfside, Florida. That's 97 families that have closure, but one family still waits. Here's Mike Fortier.
54-year-old Estelle Hedaya remains the lone unaccounted victim from the tragedy that happened 1 month ago Saturday. Her brother Ike says the waiting game is a little tough.
It's just long. It's been a month now. And that's a little too much for my parents, a month, you know. 1 week, 2 weeks. If she told me it was going to be 2 weeks, I would have told you crazy.
While the wait can be agonizing, Ikey tells CBS 4 News in Miami he takes comfort knowing his sister is in heaven.
I know my sister's in the right place right now. I know she went out on top, and I know she's going to be fine. And I know, especially with this weight, Zol's totally pure now, and she's going to just go straight up.
The Hadayas are Jewish, and Ikey says, according to Jewish law, you can't have a funeral until the remains are found, so the wait continues. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical is the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I wanted to bring up something that, you know, it's been getting a lot of information out there for the past couple of days in regards to the birds out there. We get a lot of questions saying, you know, I'm not seeing birds, I'm not know what's going on. Well, it hasn't really hit Massachusetts and New England as much as it has in other areas. The mid-Atlantic states, the Midwest states. But there is a mysterious disease right now killing some birds. And not sure if you've, you know, seen it, but some of the outlets, the Audubon societies, etc., are actually saying don't feed the birds right now because there are so many issues. Pull your feeders down. But if you're like me, I'm noticing there's not as many of the birds around as it is. I mean, it's you see it, but some things have been going on, right? This mysterious disease that's starting to pop up is there are reports of these sick or dead birds in the area. And what's going on is the they want you to report to the Audubon Society, to your wildlife officials, if you're starting to see these songbirds with crusty or swollen eyes, stumbling or twitching, or even if you're starting to see sick or dead birds in the area. You know, they've, in those mid-Atlantic states, Midwest, they've tested for all the different influenzas, the West Nile virus, and they're usually just kind of negative coming up at this point. So they're kind of really stumped with what's going on. We're starting to see it infect a bunch of different birds in the out there. You're seeing like robins, blue jays that are starting to get affected by this. There's a number of others like the common grackles, the European starlings as well. So really keep an eye out for it. They're even saying, you know, when there are lots of birds congregating in a bird feeder or bird bath, that's where they might be transmitting the diseases from bird to bird. The good thing, you know, if there is a good thing out of this, is saying no human health or domestic livestock issues have been reported. So it's not, you know, like it was in the past, the bird flu. We're not looking at something along those lines, but we're just not seeing the birds, right? So it's just, it kind of makes you just question some things and say, what's going on? So keep an eye out on it. The website, at least for Massachusetts, is the email that they want you to report any of these issues to is mass.wildlife@mass.gov. They want to know what you're seeing because they want to be able to help fix this issue, because right now it's another mysterious disease in the bird world, and as it's quoted here, it's the last thing we need in this world right now is another mysterious disease. So I know in the past a number of you have called and had questions about they're not seeing birds as much, there's the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Ohio, and Indiana all have reports out with this bird disease. There's also Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, all those areas. Again, it's when birds have their eyes are swollen, crusty discharge, and you're only really kind of seeing this when they've perished. So if you're seeing that in your yard, do contact the Audubon Society. They're going to want to try and help test it to help see what we can do to prevent this going forward. So I wanted to bring it up because I think it is important, protecting our wildlife around us, obviously. But they're part of the ecosystem. They're part of moving some of our plants. They're part of taking some of those seeds and moving them elsewhere, redistributing it, right? We talk all ways to prevent the birds from getting onto our fruits, like our blueberries, etc. The bird netting, etc. But, without them, there's going to be issues long term. So that's why we want to look at them. Other than the fact that they're awesome to watch, bird watching is one of the top things out there. But, seeing the colorful birds out there, I love seeing blue jays. One of those things where my father used to talk about blue jays, where his mother, my grandmother, had always said she wanted to come back as a blue jay. She loved the way they look. And when I see blue jays, I not only think of her, I think of my father as well. And so I'm not seeing them as much, right? So you kind of say, all right, what can we, what can we do to help them? So that's why I was wanted to bring it up, so everybody can kind of look at it and say, okay, something's going on. Let's try to figure it out. But it is mysterious at this point. They're still looking into it. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about a little over 2 hours left in the show to answer as many questions as you have. Right now, a lot of you are on vacation. I get it. Trying to get out there and enjoy while you can. Trying to have that fun in the sun, but we're getting that fun in the rain. But it's definitely going to be... I think things will turn around by the end of this month, and it's a good thing. We want the water to be absorbing into the ground. What's happened the past year or two is the drought and the dryness of the soil has hit so low into the soil that the water is just running right through. It's not sticking around. We're not being able to build it up as much. Notice last year, the ground was so dry, it went down feet, not inches, but it went down feet before you were really hitting any soil that was moist or sitting there. When the water pulls everything down further, it pulls nutrients with it, right? Nutrients just go through, straight through. There's nothing to slow it down. So with this rain, with the moisture being in the soil, it's going to allow those nutrients to be sitting a little bit easier for you and getting that way. And I think looking at it for the long term here, when we feed, it's going to be more effective going forward. That's why earlier we were talking about some funguses on tomatoes and cucumbers. And I was saying clean them up, get them so that they're thinned out a little bit, and then fertilize them again with a liquid fertilizer, because some of those fertilizers that we've used earlier in the season have kind of already leached out with all this rain. It's just pushed it down deeper into the soil. Now, with our vegetables, we're, You know, our plants aren't down, you know, 3-4 feet root system wise. They're only down 12 to 18 inches at first. We want them to get deeper, right? And that's with this moisture, then fertilizing is really going to help it. So really look into doing some of those things if you can to help out with your plants. Same thing with the lawn going on. We're not far from a summer application if you haven't done it already, or waiting a little bit of time till about the middle to end of August to get that next one in. So definitely reapplying some fertilizers is definitely helpful. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Have you got the oars out yet?
Almost.
I'm sitting here in South Portland just listening to the rain just pouring down, and I'm waiting for my neighbor's alarm to go off saying his basement's flooded again, because it happened last storm we had. So, but that's neither why the reason why I called. A couple things that's been happening is I'm looking at my raspberry and blueberry plants, and they have shoots 3 to 5 feet high coming out of the plant. That's one thing, and I like to know, should I be clipping those shoots? The other interesting thing is, I know it's, your dad used to say, to clip the tomato plants the 1st of August. Do you still think that's a good thing to do? And what would, oh, I know the other thing that the other half wanted. She's using a Mr. Stacky to grow her strawberries. And we get Boku strawberries, Boku flowers, but things don't taste good, and they just don't develop into the advertisement for the strawberries that we were hoping for.
All right, so let's start with the strawberries. Are you fertilizing with, like, a liquid feed as well, or?
Yeah, I have, I forgot what it's called. I usually like to do mostly root stimulant feed.
Yep.
Okay, and that's what I've been using for most all of my plants. I stay away from nitrogen because I grow dahlias, and the story is, of what I understand, and I've experienced it, if you give them too much nitrogen, the bulbs don't survive the winter.
Yep.
They shrink up. So I stick mostly to the other two, P and K, and I hold off on the nitrogen. So that's what I feed them, mostly root stimulant.
Okay. So I think part of one of the reasons why the strawberries are having an issue are the way the temperatures have happened, the way the weather has done things. Now, they say in May and June, if the weather is cool or rainy, it can slow down the way that they completely develop and fertile, become, you know, not like sour, but they're a better taste to them.
Okay.
And it also, when it heats up and goes real hot, because we've had all those conditions, so it's almost like a perfect storm of conditions for our, you know, strawberries to not have that great, that sweet taste to it. So that really could be part of it.
Okay.
So I would say, you know, that's probably going to be it. Are some of these newer plants, are they a couple years old, or?
No, they just all happen to be, well, let's put it this way. They're new for us this year, okay? So I don't know what their history is before. Gotcha. They were purchased commercially, so I have no idea where they've been before.
Okay. Well, so I think that could be part of it. They're younger with the way that the temperatures have happened. Sometimes a second-year crop might be a little bit stronger. But I think weather conditions are a huge factor for these strawberries and the way things are going. You know, obviously, you know all these things, but slightly acidic soils help, fertile soils, you know, mixing in compost when it's in there. I think all those things you already do. You know a lot about these as it is, but I think it's weather related. Okay. I think that has a lot to do with it because we've had all the key things with weather to make, you know, our fruit not taste good.
Okay.
I got to hit a break, but I want you to hang tight with me, Bob, because I have answers for those other ones as well.
Okay,
so hang
fine.
Tight
Very
for
good.
A minute here.
Sure.
For everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Judy is in Cape Cod.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. My outside water spigot is broken at the moment, and I have a dwarf Japanese maple tree and a hydrangea I'd like to hand water soon. Could you tell me how much water, when to water them, and maybe where? Where do you water that Japanese maple tree?
Okay. So if it were, if you had the hose out there, right, I would suggest taking the hose, leaving it on a trickle, and letting it sit there for about 20 minutes, okay, right by the base of the stem. We're not looking to go, like, too far out, but we're looking to sit right next to it, not on top of the trunk itself, maybe like an inch or two out. So what I'd like to see you do with something along these lines is you could use, you'd probably be best using like a 5 gallon bucket and slowly dropping it in there. They also have, out there, they're called tree gators. Okay. There's this, it's basically this, bag that sits around the base of the tree and slowly waters into it. You can fill it with like a watering can and let it sit there, and it will slowly feed. With the dwarf Japanese maple, it might be too tall. They have some little ones. They call them like junior gator or something like that. It's like a round circle. It's a brown circle that slowly weeps into the soil that way. But if you're looking to just do it for now while you wait to get that fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You could be using, I'd say, probably a couple 5 gallon buckets of water if you could. Right now with the heat, maybe every day, but I'd say almost every other day to every 3 days. Is it an established plant that's been there, or is it something you put this spring?
No, it's established.
Okay, so you might not have to do it every day at this point, maybe every couple days. Just to try and get it through some of the heat that we've had. I definitely recommend putting it in this morning. But when you take, like, say you had a 5 gallon bucket and you were to put it in, don't just dump it over.
slowly pour it in to allow it to seep in a little bit. If you haven't already in this one, maybe it's time to build like that little, you know, to create like a barrier around it with like mulch to allow some of that water to just sit in there a little bit. You know, create like a little moat around the plant itself. That might be the best way to do it at this time to hold that water in a little bit longer.
Okay. And what about the hydrangea?
So the hydrangea, is that another established plant?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So I'd be looking at, during this drought, almost every day right now for the next few days on there. Take a look at the plants. You don't want them, if they start to flag where they start to wilt a little bit, that's too late to be watering it. And the more that happens, the weaker the plant can become. So right now it might be watering, you know, with a 5-gallon bucket or two, just to try and get it a deep soaking in the same way. And
is that
doing
around
that
the base?
Around the base as well. Don't pour from over the top. Do the best you can to get in the base. Sometimes what does happen when water sits on the leaves, it creates those black spots on the hydrangeas because of the heat. Creates like that little fungus. So from the base, use a couple 5-gallon buckets if you can to water it, but water it slowly. Don't just pour the whole thing and create that little moat around it, and it definitely will help you.
Thank you so much. That was very helpful.
All right, Judy, you have a great one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just load an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Definitely something to be worrying about out there. We're spending more time in our gardens, and those viruses are coming closer. Seems like something new every week. But get out there, do something with the standing water, and that'll definitely help you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few here to answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.